Hello, big boys and girls, parents and grandparents, and everyone interested in AI and robotics. I'm Anastasia, an AI professor and entrepreneur and creator of the Romy and Robby series. And he is the real Romy, my AI cat and influencer, and my furry muse and co-worker. Together, we are bringing to your attention AI Snacks with Romy and Robby, a program for technology muggles, not wizards. And we translate AI and robotic technologies from difficult to easy to understand. Today, in my solo episode, I discuss Artificial General Intelligence, or AGI. AGI represents a significant leap from current artificial intelligence systems aiming to create machines with cognitive capabilities comparable to humans. You will learn today about history behind AGI, whether such an advanced technology might happen anytime soon, the real risks behind AGI, and how the probability of a soon AGI influences today's discussions about AI and AI regulation. Okay, AGI is a prominent theme in science fiction, literature, and in the movies. And just think Ex Machina from 2014. It was all evolving around a Turing test for an advanced humanoid AI, exploring questions of consciousness and what it means to be human. And you might recall another movie, Her, from 2013, which portrayed a man falling in love with an AI assistant, examining the potential for emotional connections between humans and AGIs. And you might have watched Westworld and HBO series from 2016 to 2022. And this Westworld is about a theme park populated by highly advanced androids. Those machines are unrecognizable from humans. And the movie series explored themes of the nature of humanity, free will, and consciousness. In my podcast, AI Snacks with Romy and Robby, I discussed several recent novels where AGIs were prominent protagonists. Just recall Clara and the Sun, or Jungle House, or Machines Like Me. And I will continue highlighting fiction, science fiction, and musical artwork focused on AGI, as all those creatures of culture give us a lot of inspiration and insights on what might come, not necessarily what will come. So the technological concept of AGI has been around for several decades, with its roots deeply embedded in the broader field of artificial intelligence and robotics. The term artificial general intelligence was used as early as 1997. And it gained prominence through the works of researchers like Shane Lack and Ben Goertzel in the early 2000s. AGI aims to create systems that can perform any intellectual task that a human can do, as opposed to so-called narrow AIs, which are designed for specific narrow tasks. Historically, AI research has focused on development systems with specialized capabilities. And the pursuit of AGI has been motivated by the desire to create machines with the ability to learn and adapt across a wide range of tasks without human intervention. This ambition was proven to be highly difficult, though it was reflected in the establishing of conferences and research initiatives dedicated to AGI. Now, let me introduce another name into this equation, Mark Stegmar, a prominent physicist, creator of the Future of Life Institute, and a prominent AI researcher. And he wrote Life 3.0, in which he defines this very Life 3.0 as a form of life that can redesign both its software and its hardware. What is this software? Those are mental capabilities, and hardware, it's a physical form. So AGI is seen as a potential pathway to achieving like 3.0, as it represents an artificial intelligence that matches and surpasses human capabilities across a wide range of cognitive tasks. AGI represents a shift from biological to technological evolution, aligning with Tegmark's vision of life 3.0. And despite significant advancements in AI, AGI, in my eyes, remains a theoretical goal rather than a realized technology. Predictions about when AGI might be achieved vary. Some experts, including those from a very known company, OpenAI, suggest that AGI could be developed as early as the year after the next year, 2026 or 27. Others, based on surveys of AI researchers, estimate a 50% chance of achieving high-level machine intelligence by 2047. And some predictions are extending this time horizon beyond the end of the 21st century. So the development of AGI depends on breakthrough in several areas, including machine learning, cognitive science, and computational power. Recent advancements in AI, such as generative models like GPT-4, have fueled optimism about the potential for AGI, but still, those models are being considered narrow AI. So before we deep dive the future of AGI, let us pause and consider the very basic difference between current human and machine intelligence. So if machines replicate human intelligence across different domains, what are the main differences? How machines do learn? So machines excel at recognizing statistical patterns and correlations in large data sets. But machines struggle with causal reasoning and inference. Humans, on the other hand, are naturally adept at causal reasoning and learning causal relationships. Machine learning algorithms typically focus on predictive inference based on correlations and associations in data. They can identify patterns, but they don't inherently understand causations. Humans use causal models and explanations to understand relationships between events. And just look at children. Children as young as preschool age can infer causal structures and relationships through observations and experimentation. Machine learning models generally cannot infer causal structure from purely observational data without adding assumptions or interventions. Then humans can often learn effectively from relatively few examples, while most machine learning algorithms require vast amounts of training data. Humans rely heavily on causal reasoning to understand the world, form theories, and make decisions. Machine learning models are designed primarily for prediction tasks rather than causal inference. Then humans can use counterfactual reasoning and imagine hypothetical interceptions to reason about causality. Most machine learning approaches do not have this capability built in. And then humans can often distinguish between causation from correlation, and they do it with their intuition. Machine learning models may conflate the two if not carefully designed. And now you might ask, can machine learning algorithms ever fully replicate human cognitive abilities and learn same way as humans do? While machine learning has made impressive advances in specific domains, fully replicating the flexibility, generalizability, and contextual understanding of human cognition remains a huge challenge. What could bridge this gap in active area of research? And this might be a field called causal machine learning. So we will reflect on this new field in my next solo episode, which will be fully dedicated to transformers and to the new ways to learn AI if transformers won't be considered a path forward and if they aren't be considering to become a path forward. And now let's consider why researchers invest time, or they might waste time, in or on artificial general intelligence. So AGI is seen as having the potential to dramatically accelerate scientific discovery and technological innovation. Just think medical research and disease treatment, clean energy development, space exploration, and climate change mitigation. So many researchers and economists believe that AGI could drive an unprecedented economic growth and productivity gains. So I won't ponder over potential economical benefits of AGI, as now I would like to address its technical and societal challenges. What I will do, however, is to give you 2 to 3 suggestions for books which you might buy and read during your spare hours. And they discuss benefits of a perspective AGI. So the path to AGI today involves overcoming several hurdles. And those hurdles could be distributed across different domains. So let's first consider technical challenges. So the first is about computational power and resources. AGI development requires immense computational power and specialized hardware. So today we are developing deep learning models, transformers using GPUs or TPUs. I refer you to one of my first episodes when I discussed semiconductors and chipsets in AI. And those GPUs and TPUs can be costly and environmentally taxing. Efficient algorithms and hardware are needed to reduce energy consumptions and costs. And then the second technological challenge is on behalf of data requirements. AGI systems need large, diverse data sets to learn effectively. Obtaining such data can be challenging, especially in specialized fields or when privacy concerns are raised. The quality and diversity of data significantly impact the performance and fairness of AI models. And last but not least, a huge challenge of common sense and true understanding. Providing AI systems with common sense, knowledge, and situational awareness is a significant technological hurdle. Current AI models excel at specific tasks, but struggle with general purpose applications, which require common sense reasoning. So, as already stressed on so many occasions, machines don't truly think. They process vast quantities of data, but they don't think same way as we humans do. So now let's consider societal and ethical challenges when we develop AGI. So first and foremost is about alignment with human values. Ensuring that AGI systems align with human values and do no harm, so don't exploit humans to their disadvantage, this is a crucial task. And this issue is known as a so-called alignment problem. And it involves creating systems that adhere to ethical guidelines and societal norms. This is quite tricky because there isn't one standard definition of rules, what should be considered ethical or not. And ethics, this is not a law of physics, and it always get dominated by a certain period in time in the development of a certain societal culture. It might be dominated by a certain geography. And obviously, what we consider tremendously ethical today in Europe or in the United States is one thing, but what was considered ethical in the medieval Europe, as an example, is a very different matter. And then we have another challenge, and this is on behalf of safety and reliability. As AGI systems become more autonomous, ensuring the safety and reliability is critical. So this involves developing models that can handle unexpected inputs and situations without negative or adverse effects. And this is specifically important in high-risk areas like healthcare and finance. I am quite interested how the whole discussion around safety and reliability will evolve due to the demographical declines in so many geographies on our planet Earth. So we will be in need of assistance from AIs and robots because we will lack humans to work and just to keep current flourishing levels of GDP balanced. So how will we see this compromise between implementing scalable AI solutions and then implementing solutions which are highly, highly, highly reliable and safe? Should we talk about compromise at all? Maybe there are ways to just ensure this safety. And this is in connection with my next point. While developing AGI, humans must think about governance and control. So AGI control problem. So managing and controlling AGIs as they learn and adapt rapidly. This task poses significant challenges. Effective governance mechanisms are needed to prevent unintended consequences and ensure that AGI systems act in beneficial ways for us humans. And then the global governance. So obviously, as we know that ethics might be subject to different interpretations in different cultural circles, we must establish international governance frameworks for AGI, which are agreed among the participants. And those frameworks will actually manage and maybe even dictate development and deployment of AGIs. So we must have regulations and standards to oversee AGIs integration into society to prevent misuse by malicious actors. And so far, with all the regulation happening around AI, I don't see any concrete steps to actually make it impossible to criminals to use AI. Obviously, criminals won't ask for permission. They won't pop up in front of the European Commission saying we use those tools to intrude. How can we limit accessibility of AI technology to be put into the hands of cyber criminals? In my eyes, from what I know today, it is not possible. Are there any tools which might make it possible? So addressing all those challenges in developing AGI and then integrating of AGI into society requires a multidisciplinary approach. It requires collaboration among researchers, policymakers, and industry leaders to ensure the safe and responsible development of AGI. And by the way, it requires technology literacy and AI literacy with the general public. we can't continue without increasing our general understanding about fundamentals of AI and robotics. And now, let me tell you how recent advancements in generative AI influenced AI research, and why some very prominent practitioners and scientists started believing that AGI might be nearer than it was considered, let's say, 5 years ago. So what happened when I say the impact of generative AI? Let me remind you. In November 22, OpenAI introduced ChatGPT. For me, this significant step was not about just the deployment of technology, but it was about democratizing the usage of large language models with us AI muggles. So ChatGPT is based on so-called transformer architecture, which was created at Google and announced in a groundbreaking paper in June of 2017. The name of the paper was "Attention is All You Need." So this very paper revolutionized the field of natural language processing and machine learning by introducing a novel architecture that relied entirely on a so-called attention mechanism without using recurrence or convolution. And I will dedicate my next solo episode entirely to the transformer architecture. So we will go into all the details there. And I promise I will be using simple words to describe what researchers and practitioners are doing with those transformers. So transformers changed how many researchers and practitioners thought about artificial general intelligence. So let me name very prominent researchers. So Ilya Sutskever, who's a co-founder and chief scientist at OpenAI, or he was a chief scientist is at OpenAI, he left. He believes that transformer architecture can get us to artificial general intelligence. He suggests it's more a question on how much effort and compute resource will be required rather than if this is theoretically possible. Then some researchers argue that modern transformers already exhibit general intelligence capabilities to some degree at the minimum. So those LLMs go beyond narrow AI. And they point to the broad abilities of LLMs in diverse tasks. Personally, I don't support this vision, but I am putting this in front of you so you can understand why the discussion around AGI and regulating AI is so heated up right now. And then something really exciting, there's an ongoing research into multimodal foundational models that aim to develop more general AI capabilities by combining different modalities like language and images, vision and language. So I suggest you listen to my conversation with Dmitry Fischer on this very podcast when we discuss multimodal AIs. And there is Geoffrey Hinton, who is often referred to as the godfather of AI, who changed his perspective on AGI timelines after introduction of large language models on scale and the revolution around ChatGPT use. In 2023, he stated, and I will quote right now, the idea that this stuff could actually get smarter than people, a few people believed that, but most people thought it was way off. And I thought it was way off. I thought it was 30 to 50 years or even longer away. Obviously, I no longer think that. So end of the quote. I will return to Geoffrey Hinton in a couple of minutes. Then there is Demis Hassabi, co-founder and CEO of DeepMind and one of the best AI researchers on the planet. He expressed a more accelerated timeline for AI in May 2023. He said the progress in the last few years has been pretty incredible and indicated he now expects AGI within a decade. Then there are two prominent CEOs. So Daria Amodei, co-founder and CEO of Anthropic, he stated in August 2024 that he expects a human-level AI in 2 to 3 years. And there is, of course, Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI, and he believes that AGI could be reached sometime in the next 4 to 5 years. And when I listen to claims like those, I always try to look behind the curtain and understand the motivation. Sometimes it's a genuine scientific belief. So we will discuss Geoffrey Hinton. But let me now pause and tell you why, in my personal opinion, and I might be wrong, I will tell you why Sam Altman is saying what he is saying. My tale might give you some food for thoughts. So I don't want to go into corporate governance scandals around OpenAI. So I won't cover their corporate structure. But I would love to highlight a couple of important KPIs around OpenAI economics. So Sam Altman is a CEO of OpenAI. OpenAI has raised substantial funding from investors over the years. The company was created in 2015 and it raised $130 million until 2019, so just $130 million between 2015 to 2019. And then in 2019, Microsoft invested $1 billion. And then in 2023, Microsoft made an additional investment of $10 billion. And in spring 2023, a group of investors, including Tiger Global, Sequoia Capital, Co-Founders Fund, Thrive Capital, Andreessen Horowitz, and K2 Global pulled additional $300 million in funding. So as of May 2024, OpenAI has raised a total of $13.3 billion in funding. Those are highly impressive figures. And now let's look into revenues and costs. Obviously, we don't know everything, but what could be claimed with certainty is that OpenAI grows. So revenue top line of OpenAI evolves positively, but the company is not profitable. As of May 2024, the company said its annualized revenues reached $3.4 billion. We know the company reported a loss of $540 million in 2022. The primary reason for OpenAI lack of profitability is the extremely high cost of operating its AI models. So running ChatGPT is estimated to cost about $700,000 per day. And this takes into account GPU hours and hardware costs. So from what I heard, the cost is higher for GPT-4. And so the company must seek additional funds. And this is why the company is in conversations about new round of investments with a potential $100 billion in valuation. So to achieve this funding, the company must claim that something unique and difficult is underway, because otherwise they wouldn't be capable to justify the valuation and the level of investments. So the company is fully focused on growth and technological advancements rather than immediate profitability. So you might pause now and ask, whether the valuation behind OpenAI is overblown. So the company must deliver on growth. And overpromising on today's and tomorrow's so near future AI capabilities seems the only thing which is reasonable thing to do for such a situation if the company raises today. And this is what they are doing. So I am kind of, you know, questioning here, what is the motivation behind the claims that AGI is around the corner? And obviously, the specifics of the business of OpenAI, which is developing LLMs, this might bring AGI at the end to the best benefits for humanities. And now we have a situation when Geoffrey Hinton, who is a godfather of AI because he actually introduced so many AI technologies, when people like him criticize current AIs and status of AI, then so many muggles and many policymakers consider evolution of AI as today as dangerous. And I must say that those people might not have listened carefully to what Hinton is saying. I will tell you what he's saying right now, but let me first explain who Hinton is. So Hinton's work has profoundly influenced the development and application of artificial intelligence, particularly through his pioneering contributions to neural networks and deep learning. So Hinton is renowned for his development of the backpropagation algorithm, which is fundamental to training deep learning models and deep neural networks. So this backpropagation algorithm is fundamental, and it allows neural networks to learn from data by optimizing the weights and parameters, which has been crucial for the advancement of the model. So his work has enabled the creation of deep learning models that can perform hierarchical feature extraction, making them highly effective in applications such as image and speech recognition, obviously natural language processing, and much, much more. So in terms of practicabilities, we can see Hinton work in applications such as interpretation of medical images by AIs and integrating of patient data. Then all self-driving cars, navigation in autonomous vehicles, and decision-making in self-driving vehicles could not be possible without the work which Hinton delivered. And then fraud detection, financial risk assessment are two fields where there's a lot of capabilities and technologies based on Hinton discoveries. So facial recognition system is another field based on fundamental work delivered by Hinton. So there's another area where Hinton is very famous. His research on capsule networks and dropout techniques, advanced AI capabilities. So capsule networks aim to improve the way neural networks handle spatial hierarchies in data. And dropout is a technique used to prevent overfitting in neural networks by randomly ignoring a subset of units during training. So this person who spent decades in AI is currently criticizing what is going on in the industry. He noted that AI systems like large language models have demonstrated an unexpected level of what he perceives might be understanding. So there is no certainty, but the perception is that those models might be closer to achieving general intelligence than previously thought. And how did he achieve such an understanding? So the realization came when he observed a chatbot understanding a joke that Hinton made. And this understanding unsettled him. So he pointed out that AI systems trained to predict the next word in a sentence must understand the context. And so this context always indicates a deeper level of comprehension than a mere pattern recognition. So today we lack capabilities and investments going into explainable AI and XAI to fully decode how those models work. And this is, of course, a point of criticism to highlight the level of understanding of those AIs or the lack of understanding. So to make a very long story short, Hinton left his position at Google in 2023 and he's spoken out about the potential dangers posed by AI technologies and the need for regulatory measures to mitigate AI risks. And if you carefully listen to him and don't quote him out of the context, he's focused primarily on three big issues. So first and foremost, he's really concerned about the misuse of AI by criminals, by malicious actors. And undoubtedly, this is a huge, huge risk. Criminals are unfortunately good technologists, and they will use AI to attack individual and enterprise digital assets. So they will implement ransomware attacks. They will cause havoc with deepfakes, and they will steal our data. They are already going after our digital assets and our data. And this is the first issue. The second issue, Hinton wonders whether our society is ready for AI. So it's not like we are at risk because of the AI, but the question is different. Are we ready to what is coming to us? And AI is, of course, penetrating all corners of the society. So this does not mean that Hinton is saying AI is bad. He says humans aren't prepared for it, and I fully agree here. And this is actually, I applaud everyone investing into AI literacy and technology literacy for general public. And on the other hand, I applaud everyone who is investing into AI safety and explainability research. And then the third issue in connection to the issue of readiness, Hinton talks about technological unemployment. I subscribe to this idea, and it's very much in connection to the technology literacy. AI destroys and creates jobs. AI changes every job family as it augments tasks. And to be successful in the future careers, people must understand AI. So Hinton has called for international cooperation to establish safety guidelines and frameworks for AI regulation. But he has criticized the notion of halting AI development, considering it unrealistic. So he did not sign, if you might recall, last year there was a petition coming out of the Future of Life Institute where researchers asked prominent people and practitioners to sign a petition to pause with AI development. If I recall it correctly, they wanted to pause for 6 months and really discuss how to move on within the 6 months to improve the situation. He did not sign the petition calling for a pause in AI research, arguing that such research would continue in other countries like China. And I think he was right. By the way, I did not cite either. But we must pay attention to arguments of people like Hinton to understand what is going on and to be just attentive. So let me now share my personal views. And of course, I might be wrong here. Let me disclose how I'm looking at the current hypothesis, whether AGI is around the corner. Frankly, I still don't believe that AGI is possible. There is a study by a Google researcher, when Google is the creator of transformer architecture, and they found that transformer models struggle with generalization and exploration beyond their training data. And this poses significant challenges for achieving human-level intelligence. So this is just it. Just throwing compute and data won't transform the transformers into an AGI. And then, obviously, I'm repeating myself here, these issues around deep learning models, around causality, common sense reasoning, and sample efficiencies, those issues are still vital. And we must resolve them if we want an AGI. And then, obviously, forming new concepts with LLMs is still a challenge. Plus, LLMs hallucinate, and I have discussed LLMs hallucination several times on this very podcast. Please look into my conversation with Anthony Scrifignano. Please consider looking into my conversation with Mitri Fischer. So there are discussions whether alternative architectures, not the transformers, but something else might give us AGI capabilities. And I will talk about those in my next solo episode when I discuss transformers. So now to round up and to sum up findings on AGI, there are several wonderful breakthroughs and there are several advancements which might bring AGI closer, but still we must overcome important hurdles. So first, we must improve generalization and transfer learning capabilities. Current deep learning models struggle to generalize well beyond their training data or transfer knowledge across different domains and tasks. So AGI would require the ability to handle novel situations and apply knowledge flexibly. Then better reasoning and causal understanding is a must. Deep learning models lack causal reasoning abilities and struggle with abstract logical reasoning. So we must bring causation into AI to create AGI. Then there is an issue with sample efficiency. AGI systems would need to learn efficiently from small or limited data, unlike current deep learning models, which require typically quite massive data sets. Then what I've already stressed is explainability, XAI, making deep learning models more interpretable and able to explain their decision-making process is tremendously important for developing trustworthy AGI in the future. Multimodal learning, so integrating multiple sensory modalities like vision and language and audio and video into unified models could teach those models to maybe show something like reasoning. But still, it's a long path, and we must have investments into this field. Just look into my conversation with Dmitry Fischer about multimodal learning. Then scaling closed-end architectures. So further research into how model performance scales with size and data is a must. Development of novel network architecture is a must to go into AGI. And then ensuring AGI systems are aligned with human values and they're behaving ethically. This is something which is still quite fuzzy defined and we just need better frameworks around it. Not fantasies, but better concrete frameworks and technology solutions to solve the issue. Finally, gaining deeper insights into how the human brain works might speed up the development of AGI, and we still lack a lot of facts, and we still lack a complete understanding about how human brains work, how we learn, and how we evolve as human beings. So, and therewith, let me say goodbye to you. Please note that Romy Robbie and the Secrets of Sleep can be ordered on Amazon now. And please visit my website, www.romyandrobbie.ai. Sign up for my newsletter. There will be quite interesting updates. If you are into learning about AI and robotics, there will be some webinars, some interesting events, and updates on my second book about Romy and Robbie. So goodbye for now, and let's make AI transparent and beneficial for all of us. See you next week.